Welcome to Bee's Table Talk, the podcast in which we have great conversations about business and our economy. My name is Bee Kyle, President and CEO of the St. Paul Area Chamber, and I'm glad you've joined us. This is the favorite part of my month, my chance to have conversations with fascinating people among us, doing great things within the community and within their organizations. And today is no exception. My guest today is a friend, a SPAC member, and leader within the state and national business landscape. Kaylin Hove serves as a regional senior vice president for the Twin Cities region at Comcast. In this role, she is the top executive responsible for customer experience, sales, operations, and financial performance, serving this region's customers and leading approximately 1,000 employees in Minnesota, Kansas, Missouri, and Wisconsin. Kaylin has built a career in the telecommunications, media, and technology space. She has been named one of Minnesota's top women in business from the Business Journal and one of the 500 most powerful business leaders in Minnesota from Minnesota Monthly. And we have some history in common. We actually worked in two of the same companies, WorldCom and CenturyLink, though our paths didn't cross back then. It's such a small world. She's a proud SDSU grad, and a serious Vikings fan, which makes me happy, of course. Today, Kaylin is an experienced executive who is combining her extensive industry knowledge with decades of leadership experience to advance the company's strategy that starts with people and community. So, Kaylin, so good to see you. Thanks for sitting down with me today.
Thank you, Bea. It is so good to be here with you.
So today we're going to spend some time introducing you all to Kaylin. And so before we get started, we'd like to learn a little bit more about you and your work at Comcast. So where is your vision taking you, Kaylin?
You know, I have been with Comcast now for 7 years. And over the last few months, I've transitioned into this new role as senior vice president. And obviously my vision, I've been giving a lot of thought to as I embark on just kind of the full aspects of the region. And really, it really starts with, you know, as a company, if you know anything about Comcast, Comcast's culture is built on integrity and respect, you know, with the goal of us working together to drive ourselves personally and our businesses to always be creative, innovative, and competitive. And so right now, one of my greatest challenges for my organization is just asking them to be courageous, to be collaborative, and to be committed. You know, when we think about all that we've encountered over the last almost 2 years now, which seems crazy, it's never been more important for individuals to come together as a team. And so when I think about what we can do collectively, versus, you know, when we talk about the smartest person in the room, to me, the smartest person in the room is the room, right? It's all of us collectively. Mm-hmm. And so when I think about Comcast and our responsibility to the community and the customers we serve, I take it really serious, but equally important, it's the team under me. Mm-hmm. This is so much about people. Day in and day out. And it's one relationship at a time. When I started in leadership, I think my mindset might have been slightly different. The longer I've been in leadership, I really realized my why, my true why, is in sharing that those individuals within my organization reach their fullest potential and do things they didn't even know they were capable of. And I believe if I can do that, our customers on the other side are going to feel that too and benefit from it.
I can't say enough about how much I agree with that. And Comcast has, well, the results of the organization speak to the success of that approach. Comcast has grown so far beyond a traditional telecommunications company. I wouldn't even call Comcast a telecom company anymore. You're really a global technology company. And then there's NBC Universal. So how does NBC fit in and where is Comcast going in terms of its market focus?
Such a good question. You know, Ralph Roberts, who started the company in 1963, to think he just bought this little tiny cable company in Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, 1,200 customers. And it's evolved now into not a cable or a telecommunications company, but really a technology company and a leading technology company. And he was such a forward thinker. And when you look at competitors in the cable space, he quickly realized there was so much value in diversifying our portfolio and our areas of focus. And so the acquisition of NBC and Universal Studios was so forward thinking, because at that time, I don't think any of us realized how important content would be.
Yeah.
When we think now all that we're wrapped around, it's so tied to technology and content. And so what was once just a cable company, now you think about it, network is one of our key components, which I think we've all learned throughout COVID. We realized it's truly the oxygen into our home sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's the oxygen for our businesses to continue to really excel. So we have no intent of slowing down. We're leveraging those investments. A recent announcement, I don't know if you heard it, we announced that we are actually going to go into launching an X class, which is really extending the company's global technology platform into smart TVs. And so for the first time, I'm excited because our award-winning entertainment and our voice platform is going to be available direct to consumers across the United States. So you don't have to have an Xfinity subscription, both inside and outside of Comcast service areas. So for example, I happen to live, I hate to admit it, not in Comcast footprint. So I'm going to be able to get Comcast services now at home. And anybody else listening to this, whether they're in or out of footprint, is going to be able to leverage the incredible platform and the content and technology that that will bring.
You know, it's funny because when you talk about Comcast acquired NBC and Universal, not the other way around. As a Minnesotan who has known and been a client of Comcast's for my entire adult life, I'm a huge fan. My experience has been fabulous. I would never leave Comcast. But I think of it as a homegrown company, even though your headquarters is now, of course, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Comcast is so much bigger than our little local homegrown cable company. I mean, that was really quite an eye-opening moment for me to realize just how big Comcast is.
Yes.
Wow.
When you think about, you know, obviously NBC, NBC Universal, DreamWorks,
right.
The Universal theme parks that are all across the globe now, we are tapped into so many different components, even some sports teams and stadiums. So it's really, it's exciting. You know, when I first got into with you many years ago, we won't say how old we are, when we first got into the telecommunications industry, one of the drivers for me is I wanted to get into an industry that I knew would always challenge me. I don't think I ever envisioned it would change so dramatically over the years. And the things we do and the dependency on network, it's pretty exciting. I want to say it's keeping me young. I'm not really sure, but I sure hope it is.
Well, so then let's take a look at where we are right now in the market. Yeah. So as a state and nation, I still feel like we're recovering somewhat tentatively, it still seems, from the COVID pandemic. We also are wrestling in this market quite specifically with racial reckoning, and our region is ground zero for that work.
Yes.
What Comcast has been really engaged in that work. So what is one thing you're especially proud of that Comcast has done in these last 18 months?
Oh man, it's going to be hard to narrow it down to one, because it's been a time working for Comcast that I've never been more proud. And I've seen a step up internally, really in the conversations we're having with employees and as peers within the organization around DE&I, probably conversations we should have been having in a much deeper and richer level many years ago, although we were focused on it. I don't think we were really going as deep as we could. And so through that, I think one of the things we've learned is, as a larger company, we have a responsibility. And when we look at the pandemic, and then you couple it with the all of the civil unrest that took place right here within our own communities, we saw that businesses owned by people of color, small businesses owned by people of color, were disproportionately impacted throughout the pandemic. And so right up front, we we looked closely at what could we do to support these businesses even further. We had already had initiatives in place, but we realized we needed to find a way to support those businesses. And secondly, as kids were all of a sudden at home doing school and things kind of shut down, internet and Wi-Fi was so important. And so we have, you know, some of the lower income homes where maybe internet isn't accessible to each student who was very dependent on it to do class. And so we implemented lift zones that brought robust Wi-Fi connectivity into safe places for thousands of students and families within the Twin Cities area. And it really made an impact. We have launched over 100 lift zones right here in the Twin Cities area. And a couple weeks ago, I was visiting one of them, and to see so many students, although they're back in school now, they're still using the facilities after school for programs and accessing internet and connecting and being safe and having the right influences around. So when I look at our lift zones, I'm incredibly proud of that. And then we also, I think, B, you're more than familiar with our RISE program.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your support and getting the word
delighted.
Out on that one. Yep. You know, RISE actually represents representation, investment, strength, and empowerment for small businesses. And as a company, we made a commitment. Prior to even 2021, but we upped that commitment to investing in small businesses owned by people of color. And our first phase was doing technology makeovers for some of those small businesses locally. But recently, we announced grants of $10,000 to 100 small businesses throughout the Twin Cities owned by people of color. So $1 million that we're giving away. This is the month it gets announced. We're so excited.
Can't wait.
The recipients will be. But I'll tell you, those stories move you. We only have launched, obviously, the technology makeovers, and these grants are even so much more significant. But talking to business owners where we're both in tears and understanding the impact that has made really validates not only the impact we have, but the responsibility we have to continue to make an impact within these communities.
Well, and I appreciate what you're doing in terms of hands-on. And you know, something I hadn't thought about before, but as I was listening to you talk about the lift zones, one of the unintended consequences, because I'm always interested in the downstream impacts of decisions made today. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not good. But one of the positive impacts of the lift zones is you're creating communities, that the internet becomes a beacon, a magnet that brings people together in a way that I didn't even think about. That's quite brilliant, actually.
It is a neat way to think about it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And the Twin Cities RISE, the Comcast RISE Investment Fund, can't wait. We're on tenterhooks to hear who the announced winners are. The actual, what I'm seeing in business, which I find so admirable, is that there isn't this absent entity, it's human beings. I get to talk to Kaylin, who works at Comcast, and that company through Kaylin now is contributing $1 million to other people. There's this sense of the humanity of this and the real personal connection, and you're doing so really specifically in a way that really impacts people's lives. That's fabulous. So really kudos to you for figuring out how to lean in, practically speaking.
Thank you. Thank you.
So and another area where I see real need, and I'd like to know your thoughts on this, is in the digital equity space. We're talking a lot about, you see it in the legislature, you know, broadband equity, digital equity, what's important for Greater Minnesota and for the metro region. What is Comcast doing? And because I know that's an important thing for you as well.
It is very important. And, you know, digital equity is something that we've been talking a lot about over the last years as a company. And we really believe it's our role to help eliminate that digital divide. I think that digital divide became all the more evident throughout the pandemic, which is why we launched Lift Zones. Right. But one of the key elements that we are really proud of that is a tangible action that we were able to take was launching what we call Internet Essentials. And we've had this in place for over 10 years, but it's really what we would deem our signature digital equity program. And what it allows individuals to do is to receive internet access at only $9.95 a month, right? It's really focused on helping connect the low-income Minnesota families ever since their inception. And we have over 270,000 families already on that program. Wow. And we're doing everything in our power, B, and I know you'll help us to continue to get the word out because there are so many more that need it. Yeah. And so during that time, we realized that, you know, the program that we had, that internet speeds that it was providing, maybe weren't meeting the needs now of students having to work from home and multiple people being on the internet at the same time. So we increased those internet speeds for all new and existing customers. So those are just the little things we're doing to try to make an impact. And we're doing everything in our power to continue to think of other creative ways. Right now, with all of the ARPA funding that's out there and everyone being so passionate about supporting individuals to ensure that they have connectivity, we need to find a way to help meet that need.
Mm. Well, I just really appreciate the small approach. And by small, I mean intimate and person, one person at a time. Anything big, anything revolutionary, starts small. And when you're looking at the family, what does the family need to ensure they have access to the digital community? And you're starting small. I just love that because that in and of itself creates a revolution. So
it really does. And you know, we forget sometimes that not everyone here in Minnesota speaks English, can read English, right? And meeting the needs of our communities, our Hmong communities, which is obviously such a large one in this area, and ensuring as we provide them internet, that we're providing them the information in a way they can absorb it, to turn it up, et cetera. So we're being challenged in new ways, but there's new ways that really excite me.
Very, very great to hear about. Thank you. I'm thinking about all the challenges that we're facing right now, and there are so few guideposts to help us. So you're being creative and entrepreneurial in your own way, which I appreciate. I read a social media handle that said it best, that the dumbest thing I did this year was buying a 2021 planner. So boy, true that. Give me 5 words you'd use to describe your experience of 2021 thus far, personal or professional.
Okay, let me think here. I guess the first one I would say, and it's actually a word that I've always been very, I've always thought was really important, but purposeful means something different to me this year, as I feel like we've really lived it out. And when I say that, I mean our teams, you know, at Comcast and company, we really doubled down on what we believe mattered the most. Naturally connecting people to one another through digital equity efforts, all those other things we talked about, but really also leaning into the small businesses owned by people of color. That was such a purposeful initiative that I really believe at the end of the day has blessed me personally as much as it's blessed those businesses. And then the next word I would say is inspiring. And when I say inspiring, I'm really talking about our employees, what I have watched them do day in and day out to keep people connected and grow the business. You know, in the midst of COVID, when, to be frank, I had the luxury of coming home and working from home, our technicians were still out there day in and day out. Even in the midst of a lot of the unrest, they had to be out there, but with such incredible attitudes that inspired me. It inspired me to be a better leader for them. Let me think. The third word I would say is heartwarming. And honestly, it's even the conversations, B, that you and I've had in the past and the ones we're having today. You know, we're so honored to partner with so many nonprofits to help ensure our communities are taken care of. And when I hear their stories of perseverance and the impact being made, it truly warms my heart. It's what we're intended to do in life. And so that's been really fulfilling. And then I guess my last two words, I would say resilient. And that encompasses my organization and our teams, but that also encompasses, even more importantly, I feel like our business community, the way that our business community has had to change how, you know, we approach the workforce, and the way that things are now set up probably have been changed forever. And so being able to be their partner from a technology standpoint, but also just being able to be side by side with so many businesses, watching their resiliency as they pivoted to finding a new future of the workforce has just been really fun to watch and be part of. And then on a personal note, I would be remiss if I didn't say 2021's been exciting this year for me. My daughter, it got engaged to truly the love of her life, which has been so wonderful. And my son is in his senior year at St. Thomas, and just watching him already from an entrepreneurial standpoint start his business with such passion.
Wonderful.
It reminds me that maybe my husband and I did a few things right. we give all the credit to the Lord, but it's been really an exciting year that way.
How beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
So you truly are purple all the way. I mean, I go purple so far, then I go red, but I think we can still find a way to be cousins in all of this.
I think so. I think so, without a doubt.
And where is your daughter going to get married, in Minnesota, or is she going to travel?
Yes, she is. And the good news is she met her fiance in Missouri, but he's also a Vikings fan. So he passed that test too. We are good.
That's great. Congratulations on both fronts.
Oh, thank you.
No, kids are such a blessing.
Yes.
All right. So one final question for you. And I like to ask all my guests this because I really want to know. How valuable really is a chamber of commerce and engagement in your, I mean, you're a national, international business. Why would Comcast engage with the chamber of commerce?
Well, first I would say, you know, I think if someone had asked me this question 20 years ago, I would say, yeah, why would they? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, especially over the last 5 to 10 years, I can't imagine us not being connected to the community tightly. And I believe the only way for us to be connected is to be closely engaged with our chambers. I mean, the value your chamber brings to us from so many perspectives has truly impacted not just Comcast, but I believe it's allowed us to collectively impact the community. You know, when I think about how you helped us when we wanted to get word out about RISE and the investment funds, and you pulled in other chambers with different ethnic backgrounds, et cetera, to help reach the business community, that was so significant. But also the way you advocate for us, like we can't do it on our own. You know, they always say, one voice is so much better than, you know, 10 separate voices talking about the same, you know, thing. And knowing that you're advocating for the business community and really aligning with what our priorities are gives us an assurance when we're, you know, focused on some other things, maybe technology advancements, et cetera, to know that you're watching out for the other side of it. So then the last thing I would say, it's just the relationships that are built through the chamber. You know, as busy as we all are in the business world, we don't have a lot of time to just get out there and network. But when I think about the relationships I have in the business community, the majority of them have been made through the chamber, right?
Yeah, me too.
And you're engaging with people who have like interest in priorities and viewpoints and challenge you in different ways. So there's so many reasons. I just thank you for your leadership at the chamber and what you're doing. I can't imagine if we didn't have you to keep us informed and keep us connected.
Well, we are but a a weak reflection of you and all the folks you serve. So thank you for, and I'm glad to know as we continue to refine what we do, that there's real value and you see it. And that means, well, and that's everything because we are you. We are, should be a reflection of you if we do our jobs right. So thank you. I mean, unfortunately we've run out of time, but I just have to thank you again for chatting with me, for letting folks get to know you a little bit better. I just am delighted by you. Every time we get to spend moments together, it's a treasure. So all that you are doing as a human and what your organization is doing, I really want to say thank you for serving our community. And thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you. And B, you always inspire me with your leadership and just simply the authentic person you are. So thank you for sharing some time with me today too and allowing me to have a voice. I'm excited to see what we're going to do collectively in the community in 2022 together.
Indeed. Thank you for that. Indeed. So thanks to Kaylin for joining us for B's Table Talk. We have more conversations in the weeks ahead, speaking to business leaders in the greater MSP region, hearing from them on how their companies are adapting to deal with COVID and how they are paying it forward in the community. So thanks to all, and we will see you in the trenches.